About seven people perch on wooden bleachers in a dark theater. A woman with a hot pink bodysuit and a white sock puppet pops onto the stage. Her split tongue peeks out of her white and black face paint as she presses hard against an invisible barrier. No luck. But this isn't a traditional circus performance.
To make the walls a little more solid, use the lines that are on the stage.
Today is the student showcase for Coney Island USA's first ever clown school. I'm Leilani Combs, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, New York goes to clown school.
I would like to welcome you all to a safe space. We are all beautiful, lovely, radiant human beings deserving of love and respect, and that is how we will treat each other here tonight.
River Glassberg is tall, with dark, shaggy hair. They have a black diamond painted around their right eye. With their black overalls and black and white striped crop top, a layman might mistake them for a mime, except for the rubber chicken hanging off their overalls. And most importantly, the black clown nose. At 25, River is a brand new clown. But it would be hard to tell if they didn't explicitly say so.
I've never written an act that I would go do. I've never written something like that.
They're one of a handful of clowns either beginning their career or seeking to up their game with a little instruction. In River's act, they and another clown named, well, Joe, walk onto the stage. As they introduce themselves, Joe throws his arms open wide and hits River hard in the stomach. They try again.
Can we run that intro one more time? Oh, I feel like we get out a little bit.
The River Joe Show!
Oh, same results.
The River Joe Show!
Joe and River work well together, playing off of each other's maniacal energy on stage. Their slapstick routine continues to escalate until Joe seems to have had enough of River's shenanigans. He produces a taser.
It was there and it worked and people laughed. Thank God people laughed.
The clown profession dates back roughly 5,000 years. To records of performers with painted faces performing for Egyptian pharaohs during the 5th dynasty. While the more modern Western style of clown finds their roots in the theater acts of both ancient Rome and Greece. In American history, circuses and sideshows have long provided a space for those who might be considered on the fringe of normal society. And it seems that the tradition of running away with the circus remains alive and well to this day.
There's a clown renaissance going on right now.
After the performance, I spoke with River's friend, Jake Turner, as clowns old and new celebrated around us. He was excited, both about their performance and about the possibility of joining the clown school himself in the future.
But I think that their performance was pretty stellar. And that I'm very excited that Coney Island is doing more mentorship. I think there's a lot of young people who are ready to take those reins of both sideshow and of the art of clown.
River grew up just outside of New York City in Rye, New York.
I grew up in the suburbs, right? And so being a queer, trans, non-binary, you know, human being in a very homogenous, very monocultural kind of group. And I knew very quickly that, like, oh, that doesn't work. I started going to, like, punk and hardcore shows in high school.
And while River is new to the circus, this isn't their first introduction to the stage.
Finding a crowd within the weirdos, even past the weirdos of being a theater kid in high school, and I was the co-president of my high school a cappella group. Like, I knew that I was very much different very early on.
In addition to performing, River found comfort in cult classics and horror films, drawn to the strange and unusual, as they themselves were strange and unusual.
Like, I got drawn to horror movies, John Waters. I got drawn into these really weird pieces of media in the same way, because that was like, oh, because it feels, you know, like what's going on in my head a little bit.
Like many who don't feel they fit into societal molds, River struggled with their mental health.
I look for joy everywhere because for a long time I didn't have it.
There is no magic fix for mental health issues, but the clown community offers a different way to navigate them. Not only accepting, but celebrating our eccentricities and the things that make us unique. Clowns practice radical acceptance in a way few other communities do, and they seek to bring this joy to others.
Through writing, through clowning, through performing, through finding the things that made life beautiful, I can now remind myself, if you can make yourself laugh, then fantastic. Now let's try to make somebody else laugh and make them feel better too.
This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Leilani Combs. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joan Farian is our executive producer and professor. Original theme music by Lee Feldman. Our graphic was created by Sunny Bean. Special thanks to Columbia Libraries. No clowns were harmed in the making of this podcast.